Natalia Tulasiewicz was born in 1906 in Rzeszów, Poland. She grew up in a very loving family with five brothers and sisters and was well educated. Growing up, she went through the death of a cousin as well as her older sister. She sought comfort in the Lord and also tried to bring comfort to her family who was suffering from the loss. Natalia also went through much physical suffering due to several surgeries and tuberculosis. During her time in school, she met a man named Janek, who declared himself a communist. As the years went by, the two fell in love and became engaged. However, after 8 years, Natalia broke off her engagement because of Janek's ideas and personality, which caused a great emotional suffering. We know from her writings that this was a hard decision to make, but after returning to good health, Natalia once again took up a very busy life. She wrote,
"I am on a path to a new era in my life, a path that is difficult but worthwhile. Now I love life more than ever before. I have always loved it in God, but today I desire in the fullest sense to live in God."
Natalia did a lot to grow in her faith. She attended Mass frequently, went on retreats, and prayed in adoration regularly. After coming into contact with the religious lifestyle of the Ursulines, she felt that she was ready to become a religious sister. But in her heart, she knew that God wanted her to remain in the world and serve the Lord. She wanted to speak about God to everyone and everywhere.
"I want to carry Christ who took my heart for living for himself. I want to carry him to all the people I meet in the streets, in the tram, in offices, in shops, in restaurants, cinemas, theaters, everywhere. And if I feel a special artistic trait towards theatrical and film art, then the joy I derive from it, the joy given to me in advance, should be transformed into such values that they can be given to the people I meet in my life."
In September of 1939, Nazi Germany invaded Poland with plans of eradicating the Polish culture and taking away their dignity. Many families, including Natalia's, were forced to leave their homes and live in transit camps. Eventually, Natalia volunteered to take part in a very dangerous mission. She became part of the Polish underground state, which held secret meetings to resist German occupation. She was also part of the underground education in order to preserve Polish culture and to prepare children for life after the war. Her underground connections were run by priests. They taught her to care for people spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. In 1943, Natalia volunteered to join female forced laborers working in a German factory. Her secret mission was to uplift this woman with education, religious studies, prayer, and song. Despite her own ailments and physical limitations, she worked hard to serve the people. Sadly, a year later, she was found out, arrested, and tortured. Though she was beaten and bloodied so badly, she never divulged the names of those who organized the underground state. She wrote that she did not feel humiliated by the Germans. She was taken for preliminary interrogation to Hanover prison, then imprisoned in the Gestapo prison in Kulin. She was again interrogated, beaten, and tortured. In September of 1944, she was sent to the women's penal camp in Ravensbrück. There she continued her mission of evangelization. In this hell on earth, she did not give up her poetic work. She organized services combining teaching with education about what is beautiful and what is holy. She was preparing young girls for the secondary school leaving exam after the war. Exhausted by hard physical work, recurring tuberculosis, and hunger, she was selected during roll call on Good Friday, the 30th of March, 1945. And the next day died in a gas chamber, just a few days before the camp was liberated. Natalia was beatified by Pope John Paul II on the 13th of June, 1999, as part of a group of 108 martyrs from World War II. In this way, the church recognized that her desire to be a saint had been fulfilled.
"I have the courage to want to be a saint. Only holiness is the fullest love. So not only do I want to, but I must be a saint, a modern saint, a theocentric humanist. This is the finish line for which I openly and courageously strive."
Natalia wanted holiness not only for herself, but for everyone.
I want sanctity for thousands and thousands of souls. And to work with God for all eternity for His glory is a delight over all pleasures.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, who in the person of Blessed Natalia Tulasiewicz, gave us an example of how to adore You with the joy of everyday work, how to make life prayer and prayer life, help us through our intercession to read our vocation again and again, and to sanctify the world from the inside as a living in work of the Apostolate of Love and the new evangelization. Please, let her martyr sacrifice of life obtain for us perseverance in hardships and courage in suffering. Grant me the grace for which I am begging with humility and trust through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Natalia Tulasiewicz, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.